Christy Grainer, and I want to welcome you to the Dare to Believe podcast. And this podcast, I am interviewing one of my special human beings, my favorite human being on the planet, except my kids. I love our kids too. Love you, dear, right. But love our kids too. This is my husband, Gary.
I'm in the top 10.
You're in the top, even higher than top 10. But Gary and I have been married for 40 years and have started Dare to Believe Ministries together. And I just wanted to interview Gary and have him tell you about some of the things that happen around this ministry that he's involved in. And one of the main ones is Hungry Man. it became clear really early on in Dare to Believe that because we have a female leader, that a lot of women came into the ministry. And Gary was like, you know what? We just need something for the guys that the women don't attend. And tell us about how that came about in your heart.
Well, my intention with Hungry Man was to get a solid place where guys can gather, where we can share. And, you know, typically guys don't have a lot of friends, so this is a place to connect and to share faith and to learn and to grow and just to be connected to the church in some way.
Well, it's not really even the church because we're not a church. It's just the body of Christ, right?
A place to process scripture and process daily life on the streets in the way that we're taught to extend kingdom and to use the scriptural truths.
Yeah. So you've been doing this for many years, and different men have come and gone, and some of them have been steady throughout all the years. Mm-hmm. But your heart is really for them to get activated,
really to grow and get connected, mm-hmm. and to be confident in who they are in Christ, and to hear other men's testimonies as far as what they're doing in the marketplace, in their families, on the streets, and just to be confident and to grow in confidence, actually, to go out and do more and to do the things we're called to do.
Mm-hmm. And so are there any guys that stand out for you that have really been blessed by this ministry? Any guys that really grew that?
Oh, my. Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's typically when a new guy comes in, it's not always, but typically they're a little bit more quiet, a little reserved. They may not have a lot of scripture in them, and that's what we really try to pull in is every meeting we'll have a speaker that'll speak for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, but we make sure that it includes lots of scripture, and then we work on interpreting the details of scripture that are really relevant to how we live life. Mm. So that's just really important. And you know, when the guys are there for several months, all of a sudden they start adding more and more to the meetings and being a voice instead of a spectator. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we just recognize that, yeah, they're changing. They're not only doing that in the meetings, but they're doing that in their families and on the streets and in the marketplace.
Yeah. So if someone was interested in checking out Hungry Man, and it's called Hungry Man. Some people have said that's a really weird name because it reminds them of some kind of a TV dinner from the 70s or 80s.
Does.
Yeah, but why did you call this group Hungry Man? Where did that name come from?
Well, the name really comes from, like Bill Johnson says, if you want to be hungry in the spirit, you have to eat more. And it's opposite of the way it is in the natural where, if you want to be hungry, you eat less. And so it's really our desire that the men, which are really malnourished in our communities, be fed by the Spirit and be hungrier. And so that's really where the Hungry Man thing came out, mm-hmm. is we want the men to be hungry for the truth of the Bible and the truth of what Jesus is actually saying to us.
And if there's a guy listening to this and wondering, you know, would I really fit in? Would this be for me? How would they know if this is a group for them? Who's your target audience? Who are the guys that really seem to benefit from this?
Yeah, we have had a few from younger generations come in the 20s, but our primary people that we pull are 40s, 50s, 60s, and we've had people as old as mid-80s in the groups, but the primaries are probably mid-40s to mid-60s is kind of the target audience.
So would a younger guy probably feel a little bit awkward there and out of place?
Not necessarily. I guess if I knew back when I was younger, what I know now, I would pull on the older generation to pull on the wisdom of experience. And so that I guess that would be my encouragement to somebody that's younger, is that there's a lot of experience in growing in Christ and actually leading that life. And so in that, you know, as a younger man, hopefully you'd be able to admit some of the mistakes that are made along the road of just natural progression in Christ. It's a mentoring opportunity.
Yeah. And I know that there are some guys that haven't felt sure about it and weren't sure they wanted to show up at this thing, not knowing what they're going to find. And you've taken them to coffee and talked about it. So yeah. Is that available to anybody that would reach out to you?
It is. I mean, I'd be glad to have especially a phone conversation to start with, and maybe even like Christy says, a coffee, to spend maybe half an hour, an hour, including maybe some prayer and just counsel as far as, you know, what direction in life to pursue. And if the Hunger Man is that outlet, that would be great. We'd love to have as many guys as possible.
And this is available to anybody kind of in the Twin Cities metro region. And we're in the South Metro, but you don't do online for meetings, do you? You did that
during COVID. We did offline during COVID, but it's just one more complexity for us. And so we have not done online since COVID's been over.
Yeah. And when does the group meet? How would someone know how to find you and when you're meeting?
Well, we send out invitations, but if you go to the website for Dare to Believe, dtbmn.org, if you scroll down a little a ways, there's a connection for Hungry Man there, and you can send a note in on that to indicate, hey, you're interested in the meeting, you're planning on being there. But that's the dates and everything are right in the website.
You also can go to our Dare to Believe website and scroll down to the bottom and get on our Dare to Believe email list, and there you'll receive information about when Hungry Man is happening. So both, you can sign up to be only on the Hungry Man email list and you'll get updates about the monthly meetings for Hungry Man, or you can go on the Dare to Believe's mailing list and sign up, and you'll get all the information about what's happening at the whole and for the entire ministry. And you guys meet once a month,
typically the first Saturday of the month. We meet from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock, and if there's something special going on the first Monday, it's on the second, but that doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that they do need to check the dates, because sometimes it varies.
Yeah,
but it's once a month on a Saturday morning, and the guys usually meet early, sometimes bring donuts, sometimes not.
We always bring either donuts, bagels. We always have coffee.
Okay.
So you can eat more than one way.
Yeah.
It's not just spiritual.
Great. And if they're brand new, what should they expect for themselves? What should they expect to encounter with you guys? What's it like for a newbie when they stop in?
Yeah, in a meeting, we have a time of connection to start with, just to get to know each other. And then, like I said, we'll have a quick teaching, and we try not to extend that too long, because we want time for question and answers. And then towards the end of the meeting, we find out if anybody has need for prayer. And in that, we practice our prophetic. And there's... And there's no pressure. If you get something, you get something. If you don't, you don't. But we really encourage people to press in and prophetic to see what Jesus says about a person's problem. And then we pray that in. And so it's really a growth thing, that we just want everybody to grow in hearing the Lord and in exercising their authority in the Lord. And it's really an awful lot of fun.
It is good. It is an awful lot of fun, and it's been going for many years, and you have some guys that have grown exponentially just by being in a healthy male community.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Well, would you pray for the guys that are watching and just bless them?
Yeah. So, Lord, I do bless the guys that are potentials for Hunger Man and all those listening. And we each want to go deeper. We want to have a fuller life in that your connection with you, Lord, and we just call for open schedules and hunger to come and join with the guys and be blessed. And so, Holy Spirit, open our schedules and just draw us in. And we bless that in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. And this is Christy Grainer and Gary Grainer, and we're at Dare to Believe, dtbmn.org, And Gary's been talking to you about Hungry Man.